Morning. Or should I say afternoon? Because you don't wake up past noon. Why am I here? Because we have to have a talk. Now. And no, you can't just go back to bed. We need to talk the fuck out. You need to stop bringing your one-night stands here. As of, like, right now. My one-night stands? I can't even remember the last time I brought one here. Let alone the last time I went to the bar. I already have to deal with you working late. I'd rather not have to deal with listening to the girls you bring home. Yeah, I hear them. And just so you know, if I have to deal with some slut calling you daddy all night, I think I might give myself a lobotomy. Am I bitter? Really? You think I'm bitter about all the sex you're having? No. I'm far from bitter. I think it's great that you can just go and get some strange whenever you want. Just don't come crawling to me when you have gonorrhea. Honestly, I don't know what I was expecting. Talking to you is an exercise in futility. I might as well be talking to a wall. You think I'm overreacting? No, I'm not overreacting. I have perfectly good reasons to not want you to bring the bitches who are dumb enough to sleep with you here. I don't enjoy waking up at 4 in the morning to hear some whore fucking you and calling you daddy. Again. Where else are you supposed to go? Fuck if I know, and fuck if I care. That's really none of my concern. Hell, if I could find a cheaper apartment without you, I would take it in a heartbeat. This goes for me too? Are you for fucking real? Seriously, do you even think about the words that spew out of your mouth? When was the last time I brought a random guy here? Hell, when was the last time I even went out? You know what? Fine. Sure. If it shuts you up, then I won't bring any randos here. Deal? Deal. Fuck. It's like pulling teeth with you. Now, if only I could work on that stellar attitude of yours. My attitude? I can't believe you would even say shit like that. Where the fuck do you get off? Wait, what? What are you doing? Let me go. Are you serious? Please tell me this wasn't your master plan to get me in bed with you. Because you're literally in bed with me. I hope you're proud of yourself. Aw, is that really all you've got? Jeez, now I feel even sorrier for the girls you bring over. Look, if you think you have the balls to kiss me, you're either going to do it right or you're not going to do it at all. And seeing as how you've made your choice, See, that wasn't so hard now, was it? That being said, I don't remember telling you to stop. You know what? New plan. If you can make me come before I can make you come, I'll take what I said back, and you can keep bringing all the bimbos you want over. Hell, I'll even make them coffee in the morning. But if I make you come first, you're covering half my rent this month. Sounds like a fair bet to me. Good. Now, since I can see the head of your cock peeking out from your shorts there, why don't I take care of this for a quick second? Well, I've got to say, I'm impressed. At no point did I think you were this big. I guess that explains everyone having difficulty standing in the morning. Yes, I can fit it all in my mouth. For fuck's sake. Is that how you like it, you fucking pervert? Nice and wet? Don't just start fingering me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Stop teasing me. Shut up and give me your dick already. Fuck. It's in. You're inside me. Oh, your cock feels so good. Oh, keep going. Oh, don't stop giving it to me. Oh, I can't believe you. Oh, you asshole. You might just do it. You honestly might just... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Your finger feels so good on my clit. Oh, don't stop. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. No, I'm coming. Tell me you're at least close. Oh, fuck. Mostly so I don't feel so bad for losing. You can still keep going? Oh, fuck. I'm not even mad. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fucking grab my hips and start railing me, you son of a bitch. No, don't give me that look. I'm not calling you daddy. That's so fucked up. Keep fucking me. Oh, please. Please. Please, Daddy. Oh, do whatever you want. Just come inside me. Maybe I got a little too carried away there. No, I still think it's fucked up that you want to be called daddy. And I swear, if you ever insinuate that you made me call you that, I'll chop your dick clean off. Look, I know I said that you could bring your one-night stands here, but the next time you want to go out, could it just be you and I? Please? You know I was just joking, yeah? I'm happy being here. And as of now, I'm happy being with you. Hmm.